Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's 1 o'clock on Monday, January 20th. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
yes.
Celebrating the life and accomplishments of probably our country's greatest civil rights advocate ever. Today is also Inauguration Day. Looks like Capitol Hill is clearing out. Let's hope everything is safe and happy for all those that are celebrating.
I'm just saying, ask you one thing. Everybody wearing regular suits walking outside, right?
Yeah, no coats.
They talking about somebody moving inside. It was going to be some crazy.
The people that are outside look cold, though. Maybe they subscribe to your theory, B. Never wear a coat in the cold because you're not going to be outside that long.
There you go.
Dude, I tried that in Detroit. I didn't really bring a coat. Not the best move.
Because you got outside long.
Well, I couldn't get close enough to the damn stadium that I had to walk like 10, 15 minutes. It was so cold. There's a lot of history today, a lot of things to celebrate, but in our universe, in the universe of the B. Mitchell Finley program, the fact that the Commanders are in the NFC title game for the first time in 34 years is by far the top of the list.
And you know the first time I thought about the college playoff tonight?
10 minutes ago?
When you told me about it. I had totally forgotten about that. I am so engulfed in this team playing so well and doing what they're doing. I totally forgot about that.
Cool, because we got plenty to discuss.
Yes.
Yo, you know what I haven't thought about once?
What?
The first round draft pick.
Nah.
Although I do keep waiting for Doc Walker's mock draft. I don't know why he hasn't sent it yet.
That's KS.
I don't know why he hasn't
that's
sent
KS,
it yet.
That's KS, man. That's not Doc.
You want to see an awesome text message? So I texted Doc over the weekend. We were in Detroit, and this is me just being a punk. I texted Doc Friday at 10:15, hey, how's the mock draft coming? He replied Saturday morning, the Raiders are interviewing ex-Commanders and Panthers head coach Ron Rivera for their head coaching duties. Touche, Doc, touche.
There you go.
B. Mitchell Finley is brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Head over to Rude.com to find a contractor near you. If it ain't Rude, Bri,
it ain't right.
Plus, if you're driving around on Sunday, we're going to be live all damn day for this NFC title game. Coverage starts live on 106.7 The Fan at 9 a.m. You can listen to the game here, Westwood One coverage. Westwood One does a phenomenal job broadcasting NFL games, and we'll have post game with the DOC.
Yep.
Going to be dope. But as we do.
I went on with Doc before the game.
Okay, Doc did pregame maybe?
Yeah, I did like a 3-something hit with him.
Okay. I did.
It was fun.
I did 7:30 with Denton and Linnell from the press box.
I was sitting in the lobby.
All right.
Of the hotel.
We got an Amazon driver in Laurel on line 6. Hello, sir.
What's
or
up,
ma'am.
Brother?
How do you do?
Hey, guys. How's everybody today?
Oh, we're good, man. How you doing?
Let me turn this heat down for a second. I'm doing great. First of all, I want to apologize to anybody I delivered to Laurel on Saturday. I was in a little hurry to get back from the game, so package might not be in an optimal position.
It's cool with me, dude. Just throw them out the truck.
It's all good.
I mean, I slowed down a little bit, you know? But
you know
what? I think back
to my newspaper delivery days. I know what you mean.
There you go, B-Mitch.
So appreciate
it. I started off, you got to wear your Amazon uniform. Once I got out on the street, I put on my B-Rob jersey. And I tell you what, everybody must listen to this show because I'm riding down the road and people are slowing down, rolling down their windows, yelling out, why not us?
Why not us?
Hell yeah.
You know who texted me why not us today?
Rev
hey, thank
T,
you, brother.
God bless you.
Appreciate you, baby.
Rev T out here motivating the people.
There you go, baby.
You know who texted me why not us today? Our guy Protha.
Yeah.
He texted me.
He said the same thing to me.
Good morning. Why not us? 60 minutes away, baby. Drew on line 2. What up, Drew?
I'm just overwhelmed today. So that game yesterday was great. But I was trying to think about how to think about this, and my word for the day is and. You know, it's we said this early, JP. We can rebuild and win at the same time. But we could also remember the past greatness of this team and look ahead at what's coming, right? I mean, I can remember going with my dad and mom, but now Alex coming up this Friday, so Jerry and I can go to the Eagles game. So, you know, and Saturday was great, awesome win in Detroit. That place was rocking. And we're not done yet, and we still got to go beat the Eagles and get to New Orleans and win that one, you know. And you take all these ands in, and it really can fill you up and kind of just – it's just amazing. So, you know, love you guys. Love the show. Love this team. This is a historic weekend for us, and we're not done yet. So
I love that.
You guys in Philly and New Orleans, guys.
Keep Drew, going, man. Keep the ands going, baby.
Drew, I'm
going
to give you an and. You were in Tampa and Detroit, and because of travel schedules and lots of stuff, I wasn't able to meet up for a drink. Saturday night, I'm going to do a show live from 7 to 8, and assuming I can find you guys after, I'm up for a drink in Philly.
That's a good way to start celebrating Sunday, man. We got to win in Philly. And all the Washington fans that are listening should make that. We got to take over the link.
Ooh, that's
gonna be a hard move right there.
Order, dog. That's like storming the beach in Omaha. Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, brother.
Okay, JP. I'll see you Saturday.
All right, see you, buddy.
Yeah, you can go to Chickie and Pete's. Go to Chickie and Pete's.
I don't know where we're. It's pretty dope, actually. Channel 4 is all in.
You said in Weston, right?
Yes. Is there a Chickie and Pete's downtown?
No. This comes straight up Broad Street. It's only about 3 miles, 2 or 3 miles.
Well, that's an interesting thing because we're gonna do a live all ears Saturday night from 7 to 8. So we're going to have a live hour-long show previewing the game the next day on Channel 4.
It'll take a whole hour for your ears to finish the show.
It's a lot of ears.
Oh, yeah.
But I think location is still TBD, so we could be down by the stadium, which wouldn't surprise
and
me.
It's right
Chicken
there.
And Pete's is right there. So you might be on
to
something.
Yeah, get you to reach out. If you're going to do it, I'll reach out to Pete early.
Okay, we'll do.
The only way you're going to get in on a damn Friday night.
Well, I don't know that they're going to want a whole gang of burgundy and gold fans showing up.
Money is green, right?
Money is green.
There we go.
Maybe we could do a show there.
Your lack of your money is still good.
Would they want to do a TV show there?
Never know with Pete.
Okay. That's just something because
I'll give you his number. You call him and talk to him.
You know what I don't necessarily want to do?
What? Be outside?
Be outside for an hour.
You don't want to have to wear that thick jacket. I understand.
Line 3, Drab's favorite caller, Co from the Foe. What up, Co?
What's up, man, on this Victory Monday, man? Woo!
Woo!
Hey, one question. Side note, man, I've been on hold for a long time. You just threw me off. Hey, JP, did they call that show All Ears because of you?
I don't
know. Have you never seen JP's ears?
I don't know how they came up with the name,
ears, but I'm just saying that the network go ahead and coordinate that with JP. That's all I want to know.
No, JP named the show.
If you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of?
Yeah, it is there, man. But look, hey, look, I called it last week, man. I don't know if y'all remember my call, B-Mitt, but I told you what had to be done to go in there. We had to go in there and do what? Punch him in the mouth.
There you go.
You did.
You did say that.
In that first hand, though, Fowler came around the edge. Aya! There go. We got that pink chick from Q-Dog. What Lubu do? Aya! Put him on the SoundLab blue tent. We didn't care nothing about him. It was all clean within them lines. We kept punching them out, and by fourth quarter, they was ready to give it up, baby. It's just that simple. Now, I was way confident in Tampa Bay. I was confident in Detroit because Detroit ain't never been nowhere. They never done that. Now, this we going up the street to see our big brothers. We know what it's about up there. We got to take the same mindset, and we go up there and play – 4 quarters of hard-nosed football, like we've been doing the last 8 quarters. I'm all right with the outcome, man. You know, because I'm gonna give Philly his credit. But credit is due. That's our big brother. And for real, instead of trying to emulate Detroit, we're really trying to emulate them because Detroit, they ain't gonna do nothing. They ain't have this playoff plan. I'm daggone hyped up, man. I can sit here and talk to y'all forever about this crew. I'm happy to be a fan, man. I can't wait, man.
Thank you, Co. Appreciate you, buddy. We're going to keep the phone lines going. TJ is in D.C. TJ, what up, man?
Hey, Mitch, what's good, fellas?
Chillin', babe.
Hey, man, I want to give some credit pie to the whole Redskins organization, the true fans, the affiliates, all of it. We deserve this. But I also want to give consolation prize to Ben Johnson for not getting that job and to the Chicago Bears for leaving JD on the table for us. Appreciate you guys for that.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, dude. You know what?
Hey,
this popped up on my Twitter this morning, B. And I want to give him credit because you and I have knocked some of his takes and certainly some of the suit colors he wears. Orlovsky, a video was circulating from about a year ago, mid-February. Orlovsky came out and said, I would take Jaden Daniels number one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, he was right about that.
He was right about that one. And I'm not ready to count out Caleb. Caleb, if you could figure out Chicago, which I'm not sure is quite doable, but if you can, I'm not saying that's a broken organization. But Jaden is that dude.
Yep.
Let's go to Alex in Rockville, line 5. What up, Alex? How you doing, bud?
Hey, JP, B. Mitch, what a day. Listen, I've been reminiscing about this whole season, right? Been a longtime fan, you know, been in the area since 82. When I compare the season to the Super Bowl runs, the four Super Bowl runs, you know, those were dominant teams. They weren't on this roller coaster ride that kept you on the edge of the seat. And the thrilling performance from Jedi 5, it's surreal. I can't get over how poised and good he is. But what stood out to me this weekend, when I was watching the Ravens game yesterday, they have two great running backs, one unbelievable running back, and they wouldn't run the ball. And then when I look at the game that Kingsbury called, man, they were committed to that run. In the fourth quarter, in one of the drives, they ran it 6-7 times down their throats to seal the deal. I think this is just an incredible ensemble of staff, of people who have just come together and made this thing something really, really special. I've never seen it. I'm enjoying it. It's a thrill. I had a gut feeling they would win against Detroit. I have a gut feeling they're going to win against Philadelphia. God knows what happens if they win this week. But we're in a good spot. I'll take my quarterback, our quarterback, against any one of those guys, those three other teams, any day of the week. Thank you.
Thanks,
buddy. Why not us, baby?
Great call. I will say, maybe we'd look at the other games tomorrow, but that Ravens-Bills game last night was wild. Derrick Henry getting 16 carries, dominated the third quarter, and then they got away from him. But when they went for two, the first time they went for two, not at the end, but the first time, and they motioned Derrick Henry out of the backfield, my wife said to me, why? I will not understand. Maybe you go play action. I'm not saying you have to run it right there, but why motion him out of the backfield?
He should be getting the ball.
I think so, too. But
making you think he's going to get the ball.
He definitely shouldn't be motioned out of the backfield. Let's go to Ryan in D.C. on line 8. Ryan, what up, man?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a long history with this team going back. I'm pretty sure Fat Boys used to take care of this team back when I was in the restaurant hospitality, that world. Now I'm watching this one with my 17-year-old son, and D-Mix, you're talking about emotions. Watching that game Saturday night, my voice is shot. And we were at a sports park and just screaming, him screaming, watching his reaction to what was happening on the TV and on that field will be something I'll always remember it. It's something I've looked forward to since landing in Virginia at the end of 95 when I was 15. I remember the Mitch and that 91 squad beating the Bills when we were living in California, stationed at the Naval Postgraduate School. It's been a hell of a ride. And like everybody else has said, there's something special about this crew and this team that hasn't been felt in a long time. And I tweeted you, JP, that it feels like that second Gibbs going around, there's that hype about it, but there's something else on top about it. And this run, regardless of what happens on this next game coming up, I'll always remember this run. It's been so fun for us, and appreciate y'all and what y'all cover and everything y'all do on the radio and JP on the TV. And I appreciate you guys. Y'all have
appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
Hi, man.
But here's what we're not doing. Everybody should be thankful and appreciative, and this is awesome. But this ain't over, and we're not talking about it in any sort of past tense. It's been an incredible, incredible two games. There might be two left. There's definitely one left. And I, for one, just can't. Dude, B, we haven't had a chance to talk about this yet. I thought Kingsbury was so freaking good Saturday night. The script to come out early. Because think about it, they went right down the field both times.
Yeah.
And I know they got stopped on the fourth down. Clearly there was something funky on that play. I also think the spot sucked, and it was a first down anyway. But Kingsbury, we talked about Joe Witt and them generating turnovers and DQ overseeing all these things. I thought Cliff, in this playoff run, has been fantastic.
He has been.
And the caller right there, I think it was Ryan, said, you know, I remember that Joe Gibbs 2.0 run and how exciting that was, and this one feels different. It feels different because you got a stud quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And in Washington, that hasn't been the case in a very, very long, long time.
Long time.
It's crazy to think about what is – I'm a huge believer that the notion that opportunity knocks – is true and utter BS. Opportunity does not knock. Life is not about the people that wait around and expect life to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
Life is about seeing an opportunity and kicking the MFing door down. And that's what this Washington team is doing.
Hey, the thing about it is once you're there, you don't have to say, oh, I got to wait till next time. No. If you're already there, become who you want to be.
There were two teams on the field in Detroit. One of them was going to win.
There you go.
There was no rule against being the road team.
Why not you make it?
Why not us?
There you go, man.
Rev T, why not?